Learning science can be complicated, and students often use graphs or other tools to understand complex problems. But what if using these visual tools isn't an option? This week in our series Patient Files, we hear from a local student who says that you don't always have to see what you're learning in order to understand it.
My name is Hayden Dahm, and I'm a senior engineering student at Swarthmore College, and I also happen to be blind. My twin brother Ethan and I were born over 3 months premature, and we suffered a series of health complications as a result of that. Fortunately for me, the only lasting complication I have was becoming legally blind. Legally blind means that I had some vision, it just wasn't very good. But then as I got older, especially at the end of eighth grade and then throughout high school, the vision in both my eyes gradually declined. And so by the time I graduated high school, I was at a point where I really didn't have functional vision in either of my eyes. So I had to enter college and learn new tools for how to function as a blind student. I use a program called MATLAB that is intended for engineers and scientists. It's commonly used both in academia and professionally. What I've done with the assistance of some of my professors is to create a program that can convert visual data plots into sound. So what this does is it takes a regular graph that you might have where you have two axes and there's a curve that is described by the variables on those axes, and it converts it into a function of time. So no matter what I'm showing, the independent variable will be time, and the dependent variable is the pitch of the sound that my computer is producing. What I'll be playing for you is an example of where having the sound plot was hugely helpful. A few weeks ago, I had to hand in a homework problem. I thought I had it correct, but I thought, you know, I should just double check it with my sound plot. What I heard instead was that it started off extremely low and this went up exponentially, which is not at all what should have been happening. I went back to my code and realized that I was missing a couple minus signs, put them in, and everything was right. So it almost sounds like a siren. To my knowledge, I'm the first blind student to study engineering here at Swarthmore College, but there is definitely a precedence for engineers who are blind. One of my favorite examples, going back in history somewhat, is that the man who invented cruise control for automobiles was actually blind. The story goes that he was going on a ride with his secretary, and he was very frustrated by the way his secretary would constantly speed up and slow down when they were on the highway. So he went off and he worked on inventing cruise control so that there would be more consistent velocity. So just because you can't see the technology doesn't mean you can't understand it. A while back, I had someone ask me, well, Hayden, why did you choose to do engineering when doing something like English or sociology could have been a lot easier, or it's just text, aren't all these equations and diagrams? To be honest, that question hadn't really even occurred to me before. I wanted to do engineering, and just because I'm blind doesn't mean I can't pursue that dream. It just means I have to pursue that dream sometimes in a slightly different way.
Hayden Dahm was recently awarded the Marshall Scholarship to study in the UK. He hopes to help develop sustainability technology to combat climate change. Grey Tennis produced this piece.